You're listening to Morning Edition on KCRW. Thousands of high school students in LA are graduating this week. Just what the wider world they're stepping out into will look like, well, we're all figuring that out. Among those sporting a cap and gown is Amber Goring. The Inglewood native who loves dance, traveling, and writing is getting her diploma from Grand Arts downtown. She says she was enjoying a pretty typical senior year until March.
The vibe was amazing, just getting to get closer to everyone and being able to feel comfortable around everyone, and we all just kind of grew together. I'm very grateful to have been in a school play and to have done my school's talent show before I left, and I got a lot of performance opportunities early on in the year, so it was great up until March 15th.
What was that day like? And also, I mean, when you first heard about the coronavirus, what did you think it would actually mean for your senior year?
To be 100% honest, I was kind of in need of a break at that time. It was actually crazy because the week before I told my mom, man, I could really use like a week off right now. And so when they told us that we would get 2 weeks, I was like, whoa, like that's kind of crazy. So I was somewhat excited because I thought we would come back. I didn't think anything of it. And that day, if I would have known, I would have said like goodbye to more people, but I was just kind of ready to go home because I was exhausted at that point. Now, like, I regret it, of course, because I wish I would have said goodbye to my friends or hugged them a little closer or just done more of the normal things that we did. When I first heard about coronavirus, I honestly did not think it would impact my senior year as much as it has.
What do you feel like you missed out on because of this?
I'm a person who's huge on memories and closure, and I feel like I've missed a lot of the closure that I was really excited for, like talking to my teachers for the last time and my last classes and our last dance showcase. I feel like I've lost a lot of the little moments that I was looking forward to, and all of the goodbyes and the moments of closure and the moments that you won't forget, because senior year is something that's supposed to be super memorable. I mean, this is going to be memorable no matter what, but going to prom with your friends and walking across the stage, you know, those are the things that I'm going to miss not having.
On top of the coronavirus pandemic, in the last few weeks, we've seen some of the largest demonstrations ever over police brutality. So that was another thing that's been thrown in the mix of these very tumultuous times. Have you and your classmates been participating in the action, or has it played a role in sort of rounding out your senior year?
Well, I've been participating from home by like signing petitions, posting, spreading awareness, donating, but I haven't been out to a protest because I was staying with my grandparents and I didn't want to put them at any risk. But I feel like it has shaped my experience, because at my school, this has brought up a lot of the school culture that the Black students have endured while at school. It's brought up conversations in our school about race and about race in the classroom. And it's shown where the teachers are and how they would react in situations like this and how our administration would react. Ending off the year like this, it's been, again, like interesting to say the least, but it brought up a lot of things within my school that needed to be addressed. It felt necessary almost, because as we were leaving, these were a lot of things that like people weren't aware of that went on at our school. So although it was a difficult conversation to have, it was necessary. And I do feel like it helped end off the year because a lot of these conversations needed to be had.
So the demonstrations have prompted some uncomfortable but needed discussions as the school year comes to a close. Speaking of the end of the year, what exactly is graduation going to look like with everything going on?
Graduation is going to be the pre-recorded ceremony. We are all given the link and we are just watching it live, and we get our diplomas next week.
These are certainly strange times to be graduating in. What's going through your head? How are you feeling about graduating in the year 2020?
It's exciting to see a chapter end, but I'm also really nervous. Well, not nervous, actually. I'm sad that it's happening this way and that I'm not with my friends and I can't celebrate the way I envision this, because this is something I've looked forward to since I saw my brother graduate, which was in 2011, we were supposed to graduate at the Walt Disney Concert Hall. So that's also something that we were just all really pumped about.
We should end on a positive note. So, I mean, you're going off to college this fall. Where are you headed, and what is your future plan look like?
Yeah, I'm going to be going to Berkeley. Hopefully I'll figure it out there, but I'm just really excited to move away and to get the experience of Northern California and just starting a new chapter.
Amber Goring is a senior at Grand Arts in downtown L.A. Amber, thank you so much for taking the time to speak with us today, and best of luck as you graduate and you head off to Berkeley.
Thank you so much.